This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
So we're going to change gears here into a different form of internet protest. We talked about the Antifa/refuse fascism communist protests that have happened today in various different cities that some would argue fizzled quite a bit. It didn't seem like much more than about 300 people, according to the Newsweek reporter. In New York City, maybe upwards of 1,000, no more than 1,000, including the counter-protesters, which they said the majority of the protesters were the refused fascism people in Los Angeles. The counter-protesters were the others. So there were some, you know, in the streets active action happening today, but the police kept the side separated, according to reports, and so there really wasn't much in the way of arrests or any kind of violence. So the much-ballyhooed civil war that was supposed to begin today never seemed to be sparked.
Rather civil. Not so war.
Right. So that's one thing. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that. But we're going to change gears over into another internet group because, again, Refuse Fascism formed online, and so did the 4chaners. The 4chan, for those that don't know, is what? Mark, how would you describe 4chan?
4chan is the anus of the internet. It is a place where people who have little concern for what might be considered decorum.
Here's a hint as to why. It's an anonymous message board.
Yeah.
Guess what happens when people have anonymity?
Yeah, they say terrible things.
They sure do.
However, sometimes
but sometimes they make really funny memes, too.
Well, they do. And 4chan has both sprung some of the ugliest things on the internet
and some of the funniest.
And some of the funniest. Yep. And some of the best. You know, Anonymous sprang out of 4chan to some extent.
Is that right?
And they've had some success. Anyway.
All right. Now what are they doing?
This project from squawker.org, of course, somebody has to write this up for me to be able to really report on it, and Squawker did that. Not exactly your greatest. This isn't the Associated Press, but okay. This is the story I got. Last week, we covered the story of a formal police investigation being launched over an alleged hate crime that recently occurred at Boston College.
Okay.
A crime that was nothing more than the placement of a single poster on campus with the words, "Don't apologize for being white." Seemingly inspired by this development...
That's a hate crime?
I believe in today's America that it's considered that to some extent. That if you say, you're just not allowed to say anything positive about whiteness, I guess. Now, remember, whiteness is a relatively new creation historically.
That's not even saying something positive. Hold on. Saying don't apologize for is not saying something. That's not saying it's great to be. That's just saying I don't feel like I have to apologize.
It's saying something unacceptable. Unacceptable in a liberal world. In the liberal world, you must apologize for being white. And this Boston College is definitely that liberal world.
Sure.
Now, this is the lashback that one would expect from this kind of, the kind of conversation that America's been going, the direction America's been going for a couple of years. And what I think is interesting is that by saying literally nothing of consequence, they have raised this incredible amount of protest to what they're saying. So, going on. Seemingly inspired by this development and the overblown reaction to it, and it's a huge amount of reaction. There's just all kinds of people talking about this on Twitter and that kind of thing. Apparently, this is racism. Saying, don't apologize for being white is racism. The infamous trolls over at 4chan's politically incorrect board have launched a new widespread campaign to take this poster idea to the next level.
All right.
The idea is simple. If a seemingly innocuous message like the one posted at Boston College could cause such a reaction, what would happen if a similar message was far more readily distributed?
Sure.
4chan decided that it wanted to find out, and Operation White was soon hatched. The plan being to print out and post all over every major city everywhere in the world a simple flyer featuring only the words, "It's okay to be white." The operation was launched Halloween night with the costumes with the costume excuse offering some level of identity protection to the brave participants. Some ground rules were also put into effect, such as only putting the signs up on public property, as lawbreaking or vandalism was not desired. Okay. Organizers also made it clear that the overall mission was not about hate. Rather, it was about creating. And I did read this message board. They did shout down some people who... tried to.
You actually went and read the 4chan thread?
I did. Part of the part.
That's good. That's good research.
Many, 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 many pages long.
I didn't expect you to do that.
So somebody posted, and it's anonymous, right? The claim was that they were infiltrators and haters that were posting one that said, "It's okay to hate kikes."
That's bad.
It's terrible.
That is not okay.
It is not okay, right? Well, it's a completely different message, and then they'd have a swastika behind it, and who knows? I mean, is this a agent provocateur? Is this just some
just another
Nazi
troll.
Hater. Who
it
knows?
Could just be another troll. Trolls.
That's what I imagine that that message board's about.
Yeah.
So rather, it was about creating the most overblown reaction from the social, SJWs, what are those, social justice warriors, left possible. So that's the overreaction would then hopefully be taken negatively by the middle-of-the-road political centrists. And I think that this is genius. Right?
Like, you think the whole thing is
I think this
is okay to be white thing.
The campaign is absolute genius because it reveals what some people out there are really trying to say.
And what is that?
Well, apparently it's not okay to be white. If there's a reaction to this sign that's negative, what could the possible motivation behind a negative reaction be?
I think it's just okay to be anybody, you know, as long as you're not violent.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Your color should be the least exciting thing about you.
Yeah,
go out and be so much more than your color, people. Please, stop being held back by your color, whatever that color might be.
As far as being held back, certainly there are people who've been held back because of the color of their skin.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. And I don't think that... You know, I don't know what the intentions are of the people who created this campaign besides just simply trolling. But ultimately, I can understand why some people feel as though being black is difficult in certain areas.
I can assure you that there are white people out there that feel that they've been held back by their color. I worked with correctional officers for many years, and I would hear the complaints because there was clearly a color and gender motivation to promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And
so people who felt like they deserved a promotion were passed up by someone who hadn't been there and
hadn't been there as long or whatever. And I'm not saying that longevity is necessarily a good reason.
Nope.
I got to see both sides of this on the regular, and I have sympathy for both positions, but I can tell you that there are definitely people who would identify as white who also feel that they were held back, whether it's by college or career or whatever it might be. So that exists. Websites independent of 4chan have been created to aid Operation White, including itsokaytobewhite.com, a site that's primarily features the video below outlining, as they put it, the battle plan for the normie war. Some alt-left groups have already caught on to the operation, however, and counter-propaganda efforts are also underway, with some trying to subvert the benign message of the original poster with a more controversial, the thing that I said earlier, variant. It's, this hate-filled screed, in hopes of making the alt-right in general look bad. Below is an image of this plan being outlined in a left-leaning online discussion hub. And then they show that basically, somebody anonymously posted in this sort of lefty aspect of 4chan out there where it's they were trying to undermine what the righties were doing. Thus far, though, these counter-propaganda efforts haven't prevented the plan from being put into action.
Sure.
Yeah, see for yourself in the below collection of online outrage over the signs. The mainstream...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the headline at wongket.com is, "The Week in Garbage People. Internet racists try to make hashtag it's okay to be white hoax happen." There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Are the people who put these signs up racist? This is Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and And, of course, you can bring us anything that you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Now, Mark, you brought up this 4chan controversy that has stirred up a buzz on the internets about this poster campaign they came up with called It's Okay to Be White. And what I'm curious to know is, do people out there believe, as the Wonkette editorial piece here by Robin Panaccia says, is that it's racists who are putting this campaign together? Do you have
to
be a racist?
It's clearly people who are concerned about race.
That much is true.
Right?
Yeah.
And one would presume that they are white.
You would presume, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily. So essentially, my contention would be that the ability to discuss race with gravitas in this country has been stripped from white people. And that may be for better or maybe for worse, but essentially, if you're not able to say something to the effect of, well, I'm a person of color of some sort or another, then you don't. Then your opinion should be shushed. And I think that this campaign is going to show that. Whatever that might mean in the long run, I think that that's what it's going
to
show.
All right, so if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We go to your phone calls coming up.
Whole Food Multicomplete is much more than a multivitamin. It also combines vitamins and minerals and enzymes and probiotics and antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, energy support, all the things that you need for a given day. They've got it Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, they've been putting together what the big guys won't, a perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit simplifymysupplements.com. And by the way, I will take this product even long after they quit their advertising on Free Talk Live, because I think it's that good. It caused me to, just by balancing out my gut, caused me to lose between 10 and 15 pounds. And that was with no work at all. You go to simplifymysupplements.com. Coupon code FTL will save you 10% on your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Yes, they take Bitcoin. You just go to simplifymysupplements.com and use coupon code FTL.
All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Ben in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to make a real quick comparison. Those flyers that it's okay to be white.
Yeah.
I think that is just as benign, if you just take the words and lay them on a piece of paper, as Black Lives Matter. You know, I mean, I think that.
I agree. I agree with that.
It's almost an equation. So if anybody is going to get bent out of shape about that, I mean, I think it shows a true, I don't want to say vulnerability, but a true tendency on both sides. You know, if you get upset, like, I don't get upset about Black Lives Matter. And if and I would assume that, you know, the same courtesy from other colored people, you know, people of color, that should as well.
And I agree with you that it's basically on the same level. Is what you're saying, the statement of Black Lives Matter is essentially tantamount to it's okay to be white, in that they're not necessarily attacking other people. They're just saying, hey, you know, these people are okay.
Right. And I say that as the words, you know, on the paper, I understand that Black Lives Matter has a little bit more of a history and a beginning than just the statement of white.
It's okay to be white was what it said.
It's okay to be white. You know, there wasn't an it's okay to be white movement, you know, and there wasn't,
apparently there is. It's a bunch of 4chaners.
Well, I mean, you're right. You're right. But I mean, a pronounced beginning of collective anger over police treatment.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It didn't have the same genesis. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Right.
But I also agree with what Mark said, and that is that ultimately the people who created this, you know, it's okay to be white, they're obviously people who are still obsessed over race. Like, to me, it's just okay to be a human being, and that we need to get rid of the idea of white and black and just start looking at people as individuals. And I don't think we're there yet, unfortunately, even though it's the 21st century. Ben, thanks for the call. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But I don't think that just because the 4chaners created this, and just because there are definitely racists on 4chan, because, again, it's an anonymous message board, so anybody can go there and post.
And there's plenty of people that just say racist things in order to get attention and be jerks.
Certainly. I don't think it necessarily follows that just because some people on 4chan are racist and just because some people might be racist who are involved in this means that everybody who's involved in this is a racist. Because ultimately, it's not a racist statement. It doesn't have anything to do with saying white people are the best or some other race is better than other races, which is what racism is about. It's, you know, positioning one race as superior
to another.
This
statement is obviously and brilliantly designed to take a scalpel and cut along the line of the racists and the not racists. And if this statement upsets you, consider that you may be a racist.
Possibly. Let's go to your
call. And I think that, you know, at this point, younger people are inculcated, myself included, inculcated with guilt over race.
You're feeling you are white guilty. Is that what you're saying?
I think
so. Ralph is right about you.
Inculcated with it. No, I don't think that I don't think it.
So you've rejected the inculcation, but they attempted to inculcate you.
I think that generally that's the idea. You hear people apologize for being white all the time.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I don't understand why you'd need to apologize, unless you yourself have done something that is racist. Now, I think Chris Cantwell should apologize. You know, he has said racist things. He has done things to support racism. I think that is something to apologize for. If you actually did enslave people, you know, then that's something worth apologizing for and trying to make good.
The amount of people in the population that have done that is extraordinarily low.
Right. I mean, if you exclude the government, because the government's actually done quite a bit of enslaving of the average people in the United States and all around the globe. But regardless, it's an interesting discussion. You're welcome to join us here. EJ's in West Virginia, listening via TuneIn online. Go ahead, EJ.
What's going on, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have this article, and I've only been listening for about 40 minutes here. So if you've already talked about this, let me know. I have something else I might be able to bring up. But did you guys come across in your show prep this BuzzFeed article that is written by someone who legitimately is saying that in response to the vehicular terror attack in New York on Monday, that they legitimately should ban cars in bigger cities?
No, I haven't heard about this. Hang on. Sounds like something Sarah would say. More in moments, and she's actually on hold. Hang on, EJ. 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll continue here in moments. Banning cars because of a madman. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You just dial on in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can shop with us over at saveitpurse.com. You want to save big time on your purchases? I just saved 33% on a couple new pairs of headphones for the studio here. We had a couple pairs, Mark, that you'd done some repair on with some super glue or Gorilla Glue or something like that a few years ago.
Time has taken its toll on the headphones. They can't. It's a very rare pair of headphones that's going to make it a decade.
Yeah, and so they broke again. Like the super glue snapped out, and I was just like, when we'd repaired them, they didn't really work to the top of their game. Just as far as like they weren't as flexible as they used to be, and so I figured, all right, now that I can knock 20% off.
Right, made the right decision, Mr. Cheapskate.
I agree. Now that I can knock 20% easily off of anything, basically, over at saveitpurse.com, anything
that's
on Amazon.
That's off of the price that they're being sold for on Amazon.
At Amazon, right, which is already a decent price on most things. But knock easily 15, 20%, no problem. You can get that done in usually about a day. If you want to shoot for the big discount of 33%, which is the maximum you can get at saveitpurse.com, you've got to be prepared to be patient. And if you are prepared to be patient, then if you wait long enough, there's a good chance somebody's going to bite on your 33% off. In my case, it took about 2 weeks. for somebody to snatch those up. But I didn't need the headphones urgently. I just knew we needed some headphones at some point.
Now, we've been dealing with crappy headphones here for a long time.
We might as well. We don't have crappy headphones. We've got the Sony professional headphones. It's just that
they break.
You use them every day for years.
Every single day.
They're gonna break. And these broke on like the joints where they just move all the time. And eventually machines with moving parts, they just don't last. And so anyway, I got 33% off some pretty nice headphones. So you can try this for yourself. It works. Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty has been loving SaveItPurse.com. He's getting a bunch of stuff for the mosque that they're working on opening up here in Keene, New Hampshire, and is ordering, you know, books and a projector and, like, you know, whatever it is that he needs for that mosque. He's nailing it at 15, 20% off every single item. And you know, you can try this too. The catch is you need to use Bitcoin or some other form of cryptocurrency in order to get these tremendous discounts. But even with the Bitcoin fees as insane as they are, there's still a good chance you're going to save some big money when you use SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Back to EJ in West Virginia. EJ, you were asking about this article, asking if we'd seen it. I had not seen it, but I did go and look it up there during the break. You're talking about the one over at BuzzFeed by Jesse Singer, headline, "We Should Ban Cars from Big Cities Seriously." That's the one you're talking about?
That's correct. That's the one that I found.
So what do we need to know about this? Because obviously we're not necessarily going to be able to share the whole thing. What do you want to share with us?
Okay, so it is basically boiled down in a very simple premise. It's the idea that in big cities, it does not make sense, with as many people as live in big cities, it doesn't make sense for people to have cars in the city, because there's public transportation anyway, but also it is very clearly demonstrable that people are using cars as assault weapons in big cities. I think there was one line where she specifically said that if we ban cars in all major cities tomorrow, we would completely wipe out vehicular terrorism.
If you ban all hang gliders, you'll completely wipe out hang glider terrorism too. That's not. We have to demonstrate the danger of vehicular terrorism in order to make the premise.
Somebody ran down eight people or killed eight people.
Okay, yes.
And another dozen got injured this week. So there's your example.
There's an example. There's no doubt.
It's happened in the UK. There's been people got run down.
Let's ban cars in the UK. I'm all for it.
I'm not saying ban cars. I'm just saying you asked for an example. There are examples.
You're going to need more than one example to convince me.
Okay. However, so some other madman will get in the car.
I might say that, look, I've been to New York City, and there might be a good reason to not have passenger vehicles inside this megalopolis. Yes, traffic is terrible there.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just pared down to delivery trucks and taxi cabs, then the roads might actually be usable.
But what about the crazy taxi drivers? One of them could snap.
No, they could, but they're licensed. I mean, at that point, they've given the state's approval.
Because no taxi driver who's carried a license has ever snapped. That's never happened.
No, I've said that they got the state's approval. At that point, every taxi driver that snaps is now the government's problem.
Well,
the great thing about being a government agent is you never have to say you're sorry.
Didn't this guy have a driver's license? He was able to rent a truck from Home Depot.
I'm not saying driver's license. I was talking about a taxi driver's license.
Oh, that's somehow different.
Yes, it's different.
So I get the point that there's an argument to be made that if you have a car in New York City and you live there, you're crazy. I mean, just because it costs so much money to have a car in New York City, to park it, to find a place to park it. I mean, it's a nightmare. So I think that, you know, given the choice, it makes sense to not have one. But people should have that choice ultimately. And
right, yeah.
I don't know, EJ, what do you think?
The way I see it is a car is property, and we've got, you know, the right to pursue happiness. What is it? Pursuit of happiness. It's pursuit of property, all that fun stuff. And, you know, it's people who live in the cities aren't just staying there the entire time. Like, sometimes they want to go for a nice drive out in the country. You know, sure. You're saying that they have to rent a car, like that's the only choice that they have. But what really gets me about propositions like this is it is in reaction to a terror attack. And I feel like we should have learned our lesson by now. Since 9/11, we see this over and over again. Every time something horrible happens, people are scrambling over each other.
Right. Ban it! Ban something! Yeah. We need the government to do something!
Yeah, here, take my rights. Right. Take my rights. I'm too scared of what can happen if I have these rights.
And, right, get rid of cars, get rid of guns. That'll make it so no one can kill anybody. Oh, wait, they'll figure something out. They'll get a knife.
They'll figure something out. And then, you know, what is that saying? What message is that sending? That is sending the message that terrorism works.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and why would we give them that satisfaction? You know, like, I don't understand why we're so in a hurry as an American population to give people who commit acts of terror against us the satisfaction of knowing that what they did...
They did this, right. Yeah, they created this fear. They created this mentality of always looking to the government to solve these people's problems. I mean, a couple armed people would have been able to put a stop to this guy had he, you know, gone on this rampage with a place where there was actually some level of freedom to defend yourself.
I would imagine you would be able to get, I mean, if they saw him coming, that they would be able to get off this bike path and escape, unless they're in some kind of, like, I don't know, narrow tube that he was just barreling down.
Well, how many of them had their phone in front of their face?
Well, they were on bicycles mostly. You know,
oh, were they? I didn't realize
in many
that.
Cases.
It was a bike path.
Ah, okay. Got it. EJ, thanks for calling and bringing that up here tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. Let's continue here. We got Brian in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just tired of hearing racism. Every time I turn around, I hear racism, racism, racism.
Me too.
I grew up in a small town. I didn't have any blacks. We were, you know, it wasn't my fault that I was born in a white area. But I have black friends. I don't have anything against blacks.
Is it blacks that are calling you racist?
Like, I'm just the news.
I'm just sick of hearing people talk about race, and I totally understand. If you've got more to say, hang on, Brian. We'll bring it back here. Hang on. If you got more, hang on. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Moments remain here. There's enough time for you if you want to get on the phones with us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please join the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to the AMP program. You get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only, let's see, what else is there? Other stuff. Go get all the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP-only call-in lines. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin as well over at AMP. AMP.freetalklive.com. There's some cool perks involved in that for you. Let's go to or back to Brian in Indianapolis. Brian, you're saying you're tired of hearing all about race.
Yeah, I think it's a better definition of it's more biased. I mean, just I don't understand. I grew up in a world where, like, I didn't have blacks around me all the time. And so I don't understand a lot of the things that they, you know, that they talk about that they feel oppressed, whatever. It's not that I don't sympathize with that. I just didn't grow up with that. And yet, if I don't understand something, it's not like I'm putting them down or anything like that. But you, if you have a little bit of an argument, then all of a sudden they throw out, you're racist, and that's how they stamp the argument. I mean, I don't want to get into, like, any... I'm just trying to...
Well, I mean, have you ever been pulled over by the police?
No. I get there's profiling and things like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't create that. And yet, it seems like every time you turn around, racism is the word that everybody uses. And I think there's more bias. I think the word should be bias. And I'm all about everybody getting along. It just seems like everybody has a trouble trying to understand each side. And so if you don't understand one side or the other, you're automatically racist.
Yeah, I think that that's a problem. I mean, for anybody to be automatically considered racist simply because they don't understand or they might not agree on every point on something.
It's a shortcut to winning an argument.
Well, you're not winning if
well,
you're
wrong. Well, you are by a lot of people's standards. And this is the problem, is that the reason that this campaign, the campaign by 4chan to create the It's Okay to Be White campaign, putting up signs and those sorts of things, the reason that this campaign has any kind of traction at all is because too many people have been acting like it's a team out there and, you know, somehow Team White is evil or something. Look, I didn't ask
Ridiculous.
For any teams here.
Yeah. I was just born like this, you know. Hey, Brian, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And again, if somebody's being racist, then call them out. Call them onto the carpet. But just because somebody might not agree with something completely or, you know, doesn't share an exact value system.
Let's define racism in order for other people, for people to understand.
Thank you.
What
I was about
to
do that, but
means.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah. It means that you believe that a group of people, you know, based on their race, is superior in some way or another to another group of people.
Or that one is inferior in
right.
some way or another.
And that is honestly, you know, the definition of race. Now,
racism.
Frankly, yeah, racism. And frankly, that's kind of, if, for instance, you wouldn't want to go and find a bunch of African pygmies to play your basketball game. So at that point,
you
know.
Wouldn't?
You wouldn't.
Okay.
Would you want
to know the rules?
African pygmies are short, Ian.
Oh.
Short people are just not as good at basketball as
I
tall
see.
People. So maybe you want to get Tutsis in order to play your
okay.
Basketball game.
Got it.
And so, you know, is there a difference based on ethnicity? Well, I guess there is. You know?
All right. So if you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Ricky in Myrtle Beach listening to, let's see, I'm not sure how you're listening to WNIS in Myrtle Beach. I think you're probably listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah, this is Reggie. You're right. It's WRNN.
All right. Was it Reggie you said?
Yeah, it's Reggie.
All right, Reggie. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just listening to Brian, and I want you gentlemen to help me out here with my thought on racism, because we're always talking about racial divide, but what I hear, and I'm a so-called African-American, and I hear so much bickering between what the liberals are doing, what the conservatives are doing, and I thought this was supposed to be a country called America, not Democrat or Republican, and it just seems like to me that that is also like racial divide itself, you know, because once you divide people politically, all the rest of the color barriers can also factor into that.
Yeah, it's a division, that's for sure.
Right. Right.
And ultimately, the division appears to have, in this country right now, it appears as though the division is, to some extent, racially placed, right? Like, the vast majority of people who would be considered non-white are probably voting Democrat, and the vast majority of people, my understanding is from the things I read, that if only white people voted, that Trump would have won like 48 states. So there does
right.
seem to be that, it seems to exist.
Well, I don't agree with that part of it because, you know, you do have some so-called African-Americans who are Trump supporters, but I understand
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what I'm saying here is once you get people on the side of being Democrat or Republican, then it's easier to bring in the racial division that I'm talking about because I'm not sure of the facts, but I used to hear some of the older folks in the African-American community say that they used to vote Republican, not Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that seems to be a reverse now.
MLK was a registered Republican and a registered gun owner.
Right. Absolutely.
I want to say I appreciate where you're coming from here tonight, Ricky. The government certainly does love to have people divided. It loves to create divisions that maybe artificially, otherwise would not have been there. and put people on sides and get them to disagree and fight with one another, whether they're fighting over being Republicans or Democrats or fighting over color of their skin. As long as they're busy fighting with each other, they'll never figure out that it's actually the government that is the problem here, that it's this idea that it's okay for some people to use the violence, or to use institutionalized violence against other groups that they might disagree with or they might dislike. And then, of course, those groups are always constantly fighting for control over the government so they can try to control their neighbors and tell them what to do. And it's really sad, but that's our reality, and hopefully we can change that at some point in the future. Ricky, thanks for the call tonight.
Reggie.
I'm sorry. I was reading the call screening.
I remembered.
Yeah, thank you for that. All right, so toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I learned from this show that like 91 Communist Party members in Canada actually ran for parliament like 10 years ago.
You learned that from this show?
Yes. You know what? I Daryl was on, and I told him that there's a large Communist Party in Canada, I was told.
Okay.
So that explains for the universal health care, the socialized medicine. And
That is a communist program. That's true.
Right. So...
which is why it's terrible, because centralizing control is a terrible idea for organizing.
It hasn't worked well, but I'd like to hear what the point she's going to make.
Well, the thing is, and he tore it up, and he said, well, at one time, like 12 years ago, 91 Communist Party members actually ran for parliament. I mean, they're like, I'm a Communist Party member, just like, and then I'm running for office. You know, just like what was that lady's name that was jailed when I heard on the teenager? She was a Communist Party member. She got framed for murdering somebody in jail. They just made that up and they framed her. But she's a speaker and she actually was a vice president of the Communist Party, and then she ran for office.
Well, I think the point that you might be trying to make here is that the commies running for office might have affected the political landscape in Canada. And I think there's an argument to be made that, you know, when a group puts fields candidates that have, I don't know if you would call it a principle in this case, maybe, some sort of principle that they're pushing, there's a possibility that the political structure could move in their direction if they're perceived as a game changer or perceived as somehow influential and the other political candidates want to pander to that voting base. That's certainly a possibility, and we're out of time for tonight. If you didn't get on the air with us, you can join us tomorrow night for our live Sunday edition, because we do this 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And don't forget, it is time to set your clocks back an hour when you go to bed tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.